This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who is here in the studio lounge, Mr. Brian Koss from CUNA Mutual Venture Group. How are you doing, Brian? I got a little bit of sun going on
here. It is bright. A bright sunny day here in Las Vegas.
Sunscreen on, I think I'm going to do that. But anyway, hey, glad to have you here. And you have been a busy, busy guy here at this gathering. You've had two sessions. You were a subject matter expert at last night's kind of after event. And oh my gosh. What say you, sir? How are you?
Things are going well. I mean, good. I think it's a good sign just in terms of credit unions being very interested in how they can work with fintechs to get a competitive advantage, mm-hmm. To help them remain strong. And so, that's reflective, I think, just of the interest level in this particular area.
No doubt.
No better place to be at than here with Money 2020,
the
largest
right now,
banking technology conference in the world. And we're right in the thick of it.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. So let's talk about your two sessions, because you had one yesterday, which was super fascinating. It's Directors, Executives, and Fintechs, ROI, or Oh My. But it really dealt with the fintech movement in the industry. So you want to give us a quick overview on that one and what was talked about in that
one? Yeah, so really we looked at some of these larger trends that we're seeing in the financial services space.
Mm-hmm.
And really I think how the competition is going to get really brutal over the next 5 to 10 years. And so we have kind of in one camp, the big banks spending billions and billions of dollars, JP Morgan spending about twice what the entire credit union industry is spending combined, mm-hmm. when it comes to technology and innovation. We're seeing the big retailers now starting to ramp up their financial service offerings. So Walmart is getting very active in terms of partnering with a fintech to, mm-hmm. offer checking and other, mm-hmm. banking solutions, mm-hmm. to their employees and customers. Amazon, kind of that list goes on, the Apple Card and then obviously you've got 10,000 fintechs. So it's going to be a tough battle over the next 5 to 10 years. And we talked about, again, what are some of those bigger trends, and more importantly, how can credit unions kind of ride the wave of this mm-hmm, change and, mm-hmm. disruption, mm-hmm. to their advantage.
Well, and how both entities need each other. Credit unions need fintechs, fintechs need credit unions. So, and it's really kind of a two-way street there, right?
Absolutely.
Obviously, because from a fintech's perspective, they have this engaged audience, this automatic gauge in audience if they partner with the credit union. And the credit union obviously needs the expertise and the actual software or whatever they're providing to enhance their services. So it's definitely a two-way street there. And there's lots of opportunities out there, right?
Yeah, there are really countless opportunities. There's so many different fintechs that can address different needs and priorities depending on where the credit union's strategy is focused on, whether, mm-hmm. it's growing loans, mm-hmm. Growing membership, attracting younger members.
Oh my gosh, that was a big part.
Right,
of it, yeah.
Right. There are a lot of really great solutions and good companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
To your point that they need credit unions, and credit unions really need access to that technology. Because it's becoming so complex, mm-hmm. and so expensive to build and maintain, it's really tough for credit unions to try to do that on their own.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And one of the highlights that I mean, from my perspective, was when Jenna Oliver and Chris Kovacs talked about their kids' experiences dealing with a credit union and maybe some sort of online opening account on their app or online or whatever. I just thought that was really telling about where we are in the process right now. And it's kind of a wake-up call that there are credit unions out there that are doing a great job, obviously, lots and lots of them. There are others that need to up their game a little bit. So maybe collectively we need to continue to up our game to attract that younger audience, because they're going to Venmo, they're going Coinbase, they're going all these other places to get these services. And the experience is really quite good.
Right. I think from their standpoint, the experience of a millennial versus kind of the traditional experience that credit unions offer kind of looks very different in terms of what's of value, what's important to them. I think the other thing I look at is just sort of the average age of credit union member continues to creep up. to me, that means we're not doing a good job as an industry, you know, reaching the next generation of credit union members. And and again, that's where these fintechs can come in. They can level the playing field. We have a company in our portfolio that really is like a banking app for teens and parents. They're working with credit unions, kind of white labeling that solution.
Awesome.
And it's really kind of the TikTok of financial apps, where you know, the teens and interact with it just like they would, you know, social media. But they're getting educated on financial wellness. And you know, from the credit union standpoint, I view that as a great way for a parent or grandparent to set up one of these accounts and kind of reach that teen and child, even in some cases, and bring them in as the next generation.
Yeah, that's a whole another conference. You could literally have a conference on how to target the younger generation. So I want to go to your second one that you just got out of, and it was FinTechs, the good, the bad, and the necessary. And I'm so bummed I missed it because I was in here doing this.
Yes.
But so give me a quick overview on what was talked about in that, because that one was definitely fascinating. The title sounds very fascinating.
Right. So yeah, this really kind of then took a deeper dive on these partnerships. Yeah,
okay.
One, we talked about, you know, what are some of these, you know, big trends. Now it's like, okay, credit union, I'm ready to partner with a fintech. You know, looking at what are some best practices to vet these companies and to manage the relationships. We talked a little bit, credit unions are starting to express some interest, and some are investing in these fintech companies. So, you know, what do you need to be aware of if you're, you know, taking a step beyond a partnership where you're actually putting money into some of these companies?
Yeah.
And so, you know, had really good perspectives on that, and, you know, kind of talking about, you know, developing strategies and having discussions at the board level about, you know, developing a strategy that leverages these types of relationships.
Yeah. It was even brought up yesterday when credit union CEO was here. He was talking about working with fintechs, but he said there was a lot of fintechs, well, not a lot of them, but some fintechs just kind of, they went out of business, basically, and so they weren't there. So the vetting process and the risk in working with a lot of these fintechs as well is, you know, a little suspect sometimes. So, you know, obviously a lot of them are going to be very successful at what they do and helping credit unions, but there's others that are just going to kind of fall off, and you're like, oh my gosh, why did we work with them? What happened? So what's your take on that?
Well, you know, that's always a possibility. You know, hopefully it's remote, and if you do a good job, you know, with your vetting and diligence on the front end, you know, I even tell, you know, credit unions, look at who their investors are. You know, are those investors able to support the, you know, the growth and needs of that fintech company? And so even some of the diligence you do on these companies will look a bit differently. But, you know, I think I take a step back, and it's like, you know, there's going to be an element of risk here, but that risk is much smaller than the risk of we're just not going to do anything.
Not do it, exactly. Yeah.
That is a much greater risk, and I know the outcome for credit unions that are going to kind of turn their eye to kind of working with fintechs is, you know, 10 years from now, they're going to be 10 years behind where the industry is at.
You're going to be blockbustered.
Blockbustered,
like that. Now it's a verb.
Right.
So, and that somebody else brought up the point. So, hey, you know, it's almost kind of like that nothing ventured, nothing gained type of philosophy. So if you don't take that risk, like you said, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be stepping back, you know, another 5 years and behind that curve even more so. So, oh my gosh. Such good stuff. So what's going on from CUNY Mutual Venture Group's perspective? Because obviously you guys can help out in this process as well, right? So
yeah, we've, you know, continued to invest in fintech companies. We've now invested in, I think, over 55 companies.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yes.
Good for you.
The vast majority of those are working with credit unions. I think we used to track like how many credit union partnerships we had with our fintech companies, and I remember, you know, back in 2018, we probably were still under 100 credit credit union partnerships with companies mm-hmm. we invested in. You know, today that number's in the thousands.
Wow.
So it's a positive sign that the industry yeah. is starting to not only kind of recognize the value, but taking steps, you know, partnering with these yeah. companies. And you know, I think many of these credit unions will be good references.
Mm-hmm.
Another good point when you're doing the vetting, talk to other credit
exactly.
unions.
Exactly.
You know, they should be referenceable.
Yep.
And, you know, so we're really excited, and now we're kind of doing more to get, you know, kind of the fintechs and credit unions together.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
A lot of time being spent on that front.
No, and I think you're spot on when you said earlier about it's going to get brutal here in the next 5 to 10 years, or if it's not already.
Right.
So yeah. So, but having folks like you and other organizations out there helping credit unions kind of, again, vet that process and get to mm-hmm. get them aligned with some folks that'll fit their culture and their technology plan down the line certainly yeah. helps out a lot, for sure.
So, for yeah. sure.
Indeed,
yes.
sir. All right. Anything else to add? Any final thoughts here on this front? Because it's always changing, as we know.
It is always changing. You know, we created something called the FinTech Forum. It's a platform for credit unions and fintechs to interact.
Mm-hmm.
We launched that about 10 months ago. We already have over 2,000 members
wow.
in that community.
Awesome.
So, you know, again, it's a resource.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're creating a platform for credit unions to talk to other credit unions through that to
Good.
Make it easy.
Good.
And, you know, it's just... you know, kind of the advice then is if your credit union is not doing anything today,
mm-hmm.
you know, you really have to kind of get off that sideline
yeah,
and roll up your sleeves and get into the game.
Yeah, that's a great resource. Fantastic.
Yes.
We'll put a link in that in the show notes if you can
okay.
get a hold of it. So, and then also there's all sorts of, almost every conference now, there's some sort of fintech connection at a conference. So yeah, so there's tons of resources out there, tons of avenues to get to know this area a little bit better and get more acclimated to it. So it's
yeah,
good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Brian, well, I'm gonna let you get going because I know there's more presentations in there and you probably want to see them. So appreciate the time.
Always
as always,
pleasure,
sir.
Yes.
Well done. Keep up the good work there. All righty.
All right. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.